you have to champion the uniquenesses that exist in a place like Michigan. Like, first of all, we have more fresh water than any other state. That by itself should be a draw. Like, it's a beautiful place to be. We get all four seasons. Yes, sometimes in the same day, but we have so many things that you can do and see and experience throughout the state, which is what makes it attractive. It's affordable. We have all of the amenities of all the other big cities. Plus, our tech scene is growing, and it's great to be on the ground floor of something like that that's happening. I have two children, a 17-year-old and an almost 11-year-old, and they have the same sort of passion for Detroit that I do. But it's because I've been intentional about exposing them to it and letting them know that this is as much for them as any other person who wants to be here. I think that sometimes that there's an attitude from people who have been multi-generational Detroiters to say, oh, that new stuff isn't meant for us. I think it is designed for us. Like, this is part of the comeback, and the people who have been here are as welcome to it as the people who come for it. So I think that that's the biggest thing, is just really championing the wonderful different things about Detroit, and even the challenges that we have, to invite people to be able to solve some of them.
Krista? I mean, Asha said it so wonderfully. I think another unique attribute that we have going for us is our people. Like, we have such a diverse mix of creators, startup entrepreneurs, economic development people, like academics, all walks of life in different parts of Michigan. And again, like, this conference is a way that we can bring all of those different walks of life together in one place and really kind of celebrate together what makes Michigan so great. And I think it's important for us to tell our own story. I don't think we do enough of telling our own story in Michigan, in Detroit, or in any part of Michigan, really, and making sure everyone outside of our state knows how awesome it is to be here. And this is just another platform that enables us to get that story out there a little bit more.
We've heard from Governor Gretchen Whitmer and her administration about the importance of retaining talent, so especially young talent. How will Michigan Tech Week address the issue of talent retention here in the state?
Yes. I love that you brought that up, because we have Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist doing opening remarks at Tech Week, and we have the Chief Growth Officer for Michigan, who's really tasked to help grow our population, Hillary Doe, moderating a panel this year. So that is very top of mind for us, too. And you kind of hit the nail on the head, Tia, that Michigan Tech Week is designed to showcase to everyone why Michigan is a place to stay, to be successful, to grow, why there is a lot of exciting things happening here, and make sure that especially students, you know, we're in Ann Arbor this year at the Center of University of Michigan. They're a big sponsor, to make sure that all the students that are at the universities here just like are aware of the opportunities that they have to build their careers here.
Yeah, that's such a great point. I think Michigan is an attractive place to visit, maybe go to school, but a lot of times people find themselves leaving Michigan. I am a lifelong and intentional Detroiter. You can't help where you're born, but I came back here. I went away to an HBCU in the South and have made my home in Detroit proper for the last 20 plus years on purpose. That wasn't a popular decision in the early aughts. There was a lot happening, a lot going on, and not in a great way. So to see that things have changed in such a way to now people do want to come, not just back to Michigan, but to Detroit, and to see that spreading out. So now Detroit's such a popular place that people have to spread out. So having talent like ours in Michigan and staying in Michigan, for people to see there's so much more to Michigan than just Detroit, that there's all these other amazing, great cities where these different types of innovation are happening at scale. And to have that showcased at Michigan Tech Week, I think is going to attract a lot of eyes, because a lot of times people are exposed to new places through conferences. And this is going to be one of the best for sure.
Oftentimes, Trista, too, I think about how Michigan is often considered, or some people consider it, a flyover state. How is Michigan Tech Week going to help prove that this is not a state that you just pass by?
Yeah, Michigan Tech Week, it's a statewide celebration of innovation that brings people from all walks of life together under one roof to forge new connections and relationships that can help them all grow and move their companies forward. We're super excited because this year we're bringing over 70 different speakers from across the country to Michigan. We're bringing them to our house, and you know, creating spaces for gathering where people that are based here in Michigan can learn new things and interact with these amazing speakers, entrepreneurs, investors, other thought leaders, and really kind of help the community flourish together. And, you know, what Asha was talking about, Black Tech Saturdays, which can't stress enough how important that movement has become for our tech ecosystem. But that speaks a lot to part of how we've tried to design the Michigan Tech Week experience too. Like, people need to be able to see themselves reflected in the spaces that they want to be a part of. And Michigan Tech Week, what you'll see in that 70 plus speaker lineup is a lot of diversity, in background and culture and thought and industry. And hopefully there's something for everyone across that wide range of programming.
And Asha, for you, who was previously a participant in a competition, a pitch competition last year with Michigan Tech Week, now you're going to be one of the moderators, one of the hosts. What are your thoughts about this year's festivities, especially for those who just aren't aware about what's happening in Michigan's tech industry?
Hopefully there's something for everyone. I can attest that there is something for everyone. And I would just say, not to be dissuaded by the idea that this is tech. This is for everyone. Like, there are businesses that are not necessarily technology centered businesses. But when you think about it, all companies are tech companies. Like, if in one way or another, you have to interact with the internet and all of the things that technology can do to make your business better. So come and hear and learn, get some good talks, get some great networking. It's literally open to everyone. Ann Arbor is just a hop, skip, and a jump from Detroit. And there are ways to get up there. There's when you talk about the collaboration that happens between Detroit and Ann Arbor, there's a shuttle that you can take for $6 from Detroit to Ann Arbor that can get you to Ann Arbor. So there's no excuse not to go, because even if you say, oh, I don't have a car, I don't drive, take the shuttle. It's the D2A2 shuttle. And as a person who's a transportation technology founder, that's something that's like super great, because it's not something that's always existed. And it's something, it shows the intentionality that exists in being very intentional about connecting the cities in Michigan. And that's something that Michigan Tech Week is going to do, is something that Michigan Founders Fund does very well.
And, you know, of course, this event is a paid event. It does cost to go. But Trista, you know, what are some things that people may not know about getting into Michigan Tech Week?
For anyone who wants to come and feels like the cost of a ticket could, you know, would be challenging, please don't let that be a barrier. Just reach out to the team, go to the website. We have scholarship tickets available because we want this to be a space that anyone can be a part of. So please, please reach out to us, because we'd be happy to have you join the conference. And also, if nothing else, you got to come just to hear Asha, because she just creates the vibe. It's going to be amazing because she is going to be the MC. And yeah, you're going to want to come for that.